Scott Kreitzer has become one of America's leading classical guitarists along a path that's taken him from Carnegie Hall to the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, from solo recordings to collaborative performances and teaching experience that includes the creation of his own guitar training method. He's in residence with Chamber Music Amici all week this week for a diverse array of performances now through December 8th, and he joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, it's been almost exactly 50 years since you started playing guitar.
Yeah, I made a guitar in 1964 out of a cigar box and some pine and some rubber bands, and I played that for a few weeks, and I think my parents took the cue that it was time to maybe buy me an instrument, so I got one for Christmas in 1964, so 50 years this month.
And who could have imagined the path it would have led you?
Yeah, really. No kidding.
And now it's led you to a very diverse week of performances here, both solo and with Chamber Music Amici in the Willamette Valley. So of all the musical pieces that you brought this week, what do you want to represent this week with first, musically here?
I would like to do a little Villa-Lobos. Villa-Lobos is very friendly to the guitar, open, kind of a Brazilian composer. Whose influence includes Bach, but also the music of the indigenous people of the Amazon River. He studied their music and their culture for a number of years, actually, and it's imbued his music. So this will be Prelude No. 1 by Villa-Lobos. Thank you.
Scott Kreitzer live in the KLCC studios with Prelude Number 1 from Villa-Lobos, part of a solo presentation he'll be making this Friday at Raven Frameworks in Eugene, along with music of Bach and Puccini. Also another solo performance at Emmaus Lutheran Church on Saturday, and two performances with Chamber Music Amici on Saturday and Monday at the Wilders Theater in Springfield. Well, Scott, the solo performance, Villa-Lobos, Puccini, and Bach, three different composers from three different points along the timeline, perhaps. What's the musical thread that links them for you?
Well, the arrangement, the thing with the guitar is there's so much that's arranged for the instrument. And then this is sort of my 50-year retrospective kind of, you know, this, I'm accumulating all the pieces I've played over the last 50 years and putting these meaningful pieces for me together. And the Villa-Lobos, of course, is like Chopin for the guitar. He just writes nicely for the instrument. And then you branch off into Bach, and everybody loves Bach on the guitar. And so I'm doing some from the first cello suite, and then the I'm a whole Baroque half basically, and then a whole half of Spanish and Villa-Lobos and some other arrangements. The opera. I was influenced from opera because I worked with an opera singer for so long, and I've always worked with singers. I've always been attracted to the human voice. I always thought that was the best instrument, and I'm sort of saddled with the guitar, so I try to, you know, I try to emulate the voice. I've always been attracted to it, so the opera arrangements are really kind of nice arrangements. I love doing them, and I've done them with voice and guitar. A number of famous, you know, the Carmen, the Habanera, and O Mio Bambino, and all those things I've done with guitar and voice.
Puccini's Nessun Dorma is a piece that you have arranged that Pavarotti certainly had as a signature piece in a more vocal way. Taking on the arrangement creatively, that's a daring act to translate it to guitar.
It was insane. It was just. My partner at the time, Janet Schwittal, my singing partner, duo partner, she suggested it originally as a voice and guitar arrangement. And we were trying to, you know, it's one of those things that you've got Pavarotti singing at the top of his range at the end of the aria, and the veins are coming out of his neck, and the orchestra's, you know, fortissimo. And I'm just totally skeptical on how this is going to work. And so in one rehearsal, I was just kind of noodling with it, playing it really quietly. And she said, you know, that's the key. Just have it for guitar. And have it be, so I think of it like a dream of the performance. Like you've heard Pavarotti sing it, and then you go home and sleep, and this is kind of the dreamy part of it.
Is that a piece you'd care to play for us this afternoon?
I could, yeah, if I can get this guitar in tune. I got to drop a couple of strings.
Scott Kreitzer, live.
Unruly.
Strings are always unruly, especially when they're new. Scott Kreitzer live in the KLCC studios, and a week-long residency with Chamber Music Amici this week. He'll be at Ophelia's Place this afternoon at 4 p.m. as part of the community service portion of this. He'll also be at Riverbend Elementary School in Springfield on Thursday.
I should also mention, too, the piece, it kind of drew me because my father was my father always played country western music at home, when I was going to the San Francisco Conservatory, I bought an album of Pavarotti singing opera arias. And my mother told me that he used to lay on the living room floor and listen to this aria, and tears would just stream down his face. It was his favorite recording, other than Roy Clark or something like that. You know? But so it made it kind of meaningful for me to arrange written. Okay, Nessun Dorma. Thank you.
Scott Kreitzer live in the KLCC studios with his own arrangement of Puccini's Nessun Dorma. Well, Scott, you'll be doing ensemble performances with Chamber Music Amici this week as well. How does it change your playing when you're in an ensemble such as that compared to what you're doing solo?
Well, you listen to other people as opposed to the other voices in your head when you're playing solo.
It could be calming.
Yeah, I love playing an ensemble. I kind of meant to be a ensemble player, I feel like. And this piece is just a gas to play. It's so much fun. The guitar just fits right in the ensemble. It's not an extroverted guitar part, although it borrows from the flamenco influences of the guitar. So you've got lots of really cool passages that have flamenco style, rasgueados. And the ensemble picks up on that, and they've got some of that as well. The opening movement is beautiful. The middle movement's gorgeous. The final movement just builds and builds and builds. And it has, everybody's sort of simulating this Spanish kind of style. And there's even castanets at some point in the piece. A little tongue-in-cheek stuff going on. A blast to play. I can't wait to first rehearsal tonight, and then we perform it next week. So, or later this week, I should say.
You're going to be doing a piece from Manuel de Falla, also the three-cornered hat from the ballet world. That's another interesting piece that you have explored. Why that particular piece?
The very first album, the thing that got me interested in classical guitar was a John Williams album. Somebody got me a John Williams album at the time. And I remember taking this to a teacher and saying, I want to learn that third song on the album. I didn't even know what it was. And it had this piece on there, and I just got so attracted to it. There's three movements. It's taken from the three-cornered hat. And this, the Dance of the Corregidor, is a comical piece. It depicts the Corregidor, the police chief, as he's walking towards the mill. He's thrown the miller into jail. He's courting the miller's wife. She's a beautiful woman. The police chief is sort of the buffoon character of the piece. And he's given themes like these sort of goofy themes, then. And they combine them. It's almost Baroque-like in the way the voices kind of interplay. And at the end of the piece, you hear him stumble, and he falls into the river. Flowers in hand, drenched, and and becomes the comical character that he's known for in the ballet. So,
do you have a couple of minutes of that for us here?
I think I do.
Scott Kreitzer live in the KLCC studios in resonance with Chamber Music Amici. Thank you. Scott Kreitzer live in the KLCC studios with a little bit of Manuel de Falla there from the Three-Cornered Hat Ballet. A lot of link to Andalusian folk music there, a bridge between classical music and the folk music.
Yeah, well, that style of that period was the composers were meant to write things that were indicative of their own country. And oddly enough, Manuel de Falla only wrote one small work for guitar, a very modern work that dedicated Debussy. Never wrote anything guitaristic, but, you know, I hear orchestras play this. I've done the Aranjuez with orchestras, and they'll open the concert with this, and I think, it's better on guitar. It just sounds guitaristic, you know.
Well, now you've played guitar for 50 years and made all these accomplishments in educational worlds and recordings and performance. What are you going to do with the next 50 years of guitar playing?
The next 50 years, I'm thinking 10 maybe. I'm thinking in smaller increments now. Well, 10 years ago, I looked back. I decided to, when I turned 50, and thought, what do I want to look back on, you know, when I turn 60? And I'm almost 60, and I wanted to write a method, finish writing my method, and record CDs, this particular CDs. I've got two more to do. And a Baroque one and a modern music one. And then I'm just going to kind of keep playing and sit back and enjoy plucking on my guitar like I do every day.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Kreitzer in the KLCC studios in residence with Chamber Music Amici this week. He's at Ophelia's Place at 4 this afternoon. Solo guitar performances Friday at Raven Frameworks and Saturday at Emmaus Lutheran Church with Chamber Music Amici at Cascade Manor on Saturday, December 6th, Monday, December 8th at the Wildish in Springfield. ScottKreitzer.com and ChamberMusicAmici.org for more information.